Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good evening, Redneck and I's followers and fans. This is Tiffany with Women of Redneck and I's. I want to come to you tonight and tell you sorry for the not being on the last couple weeks. You know, we all know how life can get sometimes, and it's been one of those few weeks. So I'm coming at you tonight, and it is Wednesday, October 19th. Can you believe we are just days away from Halloween? And then, you know, that dreaded S word. I know some parts of the country has already got it. Just north of us here in East Liverpool had gotten snow too, and there was a couple accidents up there. So, you know, unfortunately, a 19-year-old boy, I think it was a boy, I might be wrong on that, lost his life in a wreck overnight, or actually wee hours this morning, and I believe he was on his way to work. So I just want to say that I am glad to be back on with the radio with you guys tonight. I know it's been a kind of a hit and miss with our radio show period here the last week. Ed had some things going on that he was doing, so he wasn't on. Now, he will not be on tomorrow night. I have not decided whether or not I will go ahead and do one for everybody, or maybe even get one of our other guys that's out there on the road to do one and pop on and actually run the show. I can run the stuff from here to get you started, but you would be the one doing everything on your end, you know, all the talking. Whoops, sorry. The mouse was over top of it and I kind of hit the thing. So sorry about that, folks. But I just want to say that I'm glad to be on tonight. I'm not liking the weather. Today has been really rainy and just miserable here in Ohio all day. It's been cold with the wind chills, like down in the 20s. Right now it's saying 41 degrees. That is the warmest it has been here all day today. I think the high today has been in the mid-30s. But like I said, with the wind temperature, it's been in the 20s. Now, I do know there is a freeze warning for my area here. And I know a lot of other parts of the country is getting the rain and the snow and the ice and just, you know, the best thing I can tell all of you drivers after today is to take it easy, pay attention to your surroundings, pay attention to the roads, and for God's sakes, watch out for the four-wheelers. Sometimes they're the ones that cause a lot of the accidents in the winter because they get scared. You know, they're not professional drivers, so we have to look at that aspect, that they are not equipped or as savvy with road conditions as us professionals are. So I posted on our Facebook page earlier today, and I'm going to be doing this for the next couple weeks, and we're going to have a big giveaway. So everybody that actually calls in, I need you to, once you get off the radio with me, message us on our Facebook page your name and phone number, because actually, I might be able to do it on my end here too. But this is going to go to all of our callers that are, I don't even want to say first-time callers, just any caller that is unfortunately not a member of our Redneck and I's crew and staff and members. And we really don't have members, but y'all know who you are. I don't need to mention anybody's names or anything like that. These are going to go to our fans and followers. But we will be giving away in the month of November, just before Thanksgiving. It might be, you know, because, you know, I'm going to say possibly I'd have to look at my calendar and see exactly what a good date would be to say. I am going to go with, okay, on my show on November 23rd, we will give our grand prize sponsored gift away, and that will be, drum roll please, we will be giving away a Blue Tiger headset, courtesy of Blue Tiger, one of our great sponsors, that we actually kind of acquired some items from them that they sent us to give away. So that's going to be our grand prize. But I will need everybody who is listening and who is actually, I don't want to say so much as listening, but you call in, you give me your name, and I can take your phone number right off of our screen here, so you don't have to give your number over the phone or over the radio. But we will be giving away on Wednesday, November 23rd, on the Women of Redneck and Eyes Radio, we will be giving away a Blue Tiger headset. Now, this will go with every show from here on out, even the ones with Ed. So every Wednesday night or every nightly show, I will be popping on at 7 o'clock. I'll be watching the board on my end, and I will be, you know, I may even be calling the ones that I don't talk to, because I'm not going to jump on and interfere with Ed's show. But I do want to put that out there that on November 23rd. So if you're listening, tell all your friends, call in, talk to us here on the radio, because you may get that chance to win one of our nightly prizes. Sponsored stuff tonight, we're giving away a t-shirt and a nice travel mug from Trucker Tools, which has been a sponsor of Redneck and Eyes for the past couple years. So we want to be able to start showing our gratitude to all of our listeners that come on every night and listen to us and kind of correspond. So with that being said, I just want to reach out and say thank you to all of our sponsors that we do have. And we have, you know, again, like I said, Trucker Tools. We also have Blue Tiger that is starting to come in on the ground floor. So we're hoping to be working with them more and more in the future. Now, we also would like to thank DPF Regeneration. They did a great thing for us when we went to Mohall Truck Show and helped make sure we were able to get there and take care of stuff there. Now, also, we have LTR Truckload out in Denver, and one of our members is a driver for them, and she's the key driver that takes care of all of their stuff when they start setting up at different truck shows. So, you know, when you see LTR, don't worry, because LTR, especially when you talk to Miss Holly, and even Mr. Mike, I have to throw him in there too, they can tell you a little bit about Redneck and Eyes, and they can put you in touch with us even more. So don't be afraid to talk to anybody, because believe me, we don't bite, and if we do, it's not going to be very hard. Alrighty, so with that being said, who's ready for Halloween? We do a Halloween party every year. And, well, I can't say every year. We did it for a while. We did big bonfires at my dad's in the fields. And then we kind of got out of it because, you know, it's a lot of work and it's usually cold and nasty out. So when we got moved to where we're at now, you know, we have a decent area. And now I actually get kids that come in, you know, trick-or-treat. Because where we were before, we got the neighbor's kids, grandkids across the street. And then when they got older, they just never came anymore. So it was like, well, I quit buying candy to give out candy to kids, because why would I need to buy it when I don't get no kids? Now, last year around here, because our house sat empty for so many years, we actually, the first year here in 20, our first, you know, official Halloween in the house, I got no kids. I could see them at the end of the road, but nobody came down. I had my porch light on. You know, you're supposed to leave your porch light on, you know, so the kids know that you're giving away candy. Well, I did that. Nobody showed up. I'm thinking, really? And I posted on Facebook that I had candy and gave the address, you know, come see me. I want to give you stuff. And we did really cute little gloves. I know a lot of you guys that are on Facebook or you have kids, you've seen these things on there where they fill the fingers with, you know, candy and put the little spider rings on the fingers of the gloves. Of course, I did this in 20, and that's when COVID was going on, so gloves were hard to come by. I think this was before it really was really, really bad with the COVID, and gloves were hard before. But anyways, so we didn't give many of them away. I gave them some to the neighbors across the street for their kids, but last year was like the best year. We did a Halloween party here, and I did, you know, my famous chili. And we did hot dogs and had a fire out back and, you know, different little finger foods and stuff like that. Now, this year, And last year, you know, because that was when the new It movie came out, and it was like, you know, the big thing everybody was watching. And then that, I don't even want to say the new Jason movie, because there's one coming out now, too. Or Halloween movie, I should say, more. Michael Myers, not Jason. So anyways, I dressed up as, you know, the clown from It. And then Greg dressed up as Michael Myers, which was really, really, really good. You know, I actually lined our road, because our road's like a little alley. It's a lane, but, you know, you can't get two cars to pass very carefully or very, very well because of the fact that our road's very narrow. So I lined our road from the top, where most I see a lot of the kids in the junction up there. I lined it with the red balloons because, you know, from the movie, red balloons. And so I lined our street with them, and then I put signs at the end of it, for more candy, follow the red balloons. Now, Greg stated to me, he says, you know, a lot of parents are going to find that very creepy, and they're not going to let their kids come down that road. Well, let me tell you, the parents loved the idea. I've already had people now reaching out, wanting to know what our theme is going to be this year because of, you know, they loved it. I had a guy, he's a professional photographer in the area, and he follows his kids around at Halloween and taking, you know, pictures of them doing, you know, getting their candy or stuff like that. And he asked me, and he had a picture of them coming down the road with the red balloons, you know, lining our road. And it was really kind of creepy because just the way the picture was shown. Well, when he came down, it was just starting to get dark at the time. But when he came down here, I was, you know, at the end of the driveway, handing candy out to kids and everything else. And he asked me, he's like, can I take your picture? And I kind of looked at him funny. I was like, well, sure. Yeah, why not? Not a problem. I thought it was kind of cool. Well, later that evening, I was sitting in the living room or sitting in the kitchen, and this guy tapped on the window or on the door, the front door. And he's like, I wanted to text you these pictures from tonight so you can see them. I just needed to get your phone number. Sure, I gave it to him. He sent me the pictures, and oh, my gosh, they were good. It was really nice the way he did, you know. It was good. So this year we have another theme, and, you know, I don't want to give any of that stuff away because, you know, it's always kind of fun to have a mystery type thing going on. So anyways, so with that being said, you know, it's going to be another good year for a Halloween party. I don't know what the temperature is going to be at that time. You know, we're still quite a few days away. I can't even say that far. What, a little over a week? What is it, seriously? You know, 14 days maybe? 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 days. 12 days. Whew. Well, I finally was able to find Greg's costume because it was really hard to find. It was like sold out everywhere. So I got that. So, and he says, well, I don't need one. Oh, but yes. Yes, you do. For having a Halloween party, you will be dressed the part. So it's going to be kind of cute, I think. And believe me, you guys will see pictures because we will post them and everything else, because I think it's going to be really cool the way we're going to do this. But we actually, you know, are thinking of talking to the city about closing our road down because there's a lot of traffic and, you know, people up and down the road all the time. And I would prefer to just, you know, at least close it from our driveway to the other end of the road. Then people can't drive all the way through. Greg told me, yeah, heck, just park a car out there. Well, I could, because there's only technically four houses that utilize our road, and one of them is our own. There's only technically three houses that have addresses for the same road. So, you know, that's what we're all going to have to be watching a lot more of in the next, let's say 13 days, 12, 13 days, because some places are going to do Halloween on the 30th. And of course, I know around here, it's all going to be on the 31st. But so that brings me to the question. When you guys hand out candy at home or, you know, in your truck to kids that you see at the truck stops, or one of our members, Kelly, sent a thing out to a group text to all of us about I'm going to pull it up, so just give me just a minute. It was we're talking about Halloween. It's nice to put it out there, right? Okay, it is, where is it at? Oh, Truck or Treat, Saturday, October 22nd. And this is 5 to 7 in Milton at Milton Carlisle Road in New Carlisle, Ohio. It says, drivers, please bring your own treats and decorate your trucks. Prizes given to the top three best decorated. I heard something in cats are playing on my steps. I thought it was a dog falling down the steps. Okay, for more information, you know, contact Miss Jerry. But they will also be having a fall festival and activities beginning at 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., along with a performance by Taking Back August from 5 to 7 and Tony Justice from 7 to 9. So that would be kind of interesting because I'm going to have to check out the website or the Facebook page for this just in order to see what all the different people do to their trucks and how they decorate them. Because I think it'd be kind of cool to see that. You know, it'd be nice, you know, see other people out there on the road. So I would love to see people post stuff on our Facebook page or send it to us so we can see how you're decorating your truck for Halloween. Because people go all out for the holidays because that's the only place they have to decorate, you know, is their truck because of the fact, you know, they live in their truck. They don't technically have a house, so they're in the truck all day long and every holiday. So let's see those pictures. Okay, I'm going to take a quick little break here. I just want to where is it at? Nope, I missed it. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Okay, thank you, LTR. All right, so how's everybody doing tonight? We're still waiting on those callers to come in so we can give away this free gift. Because if we don't get somebody, you know, get some callers coming in, we'll have to hold this one over till next week. And I really don't want to, or not next week, even tomorrow. Like I said, we really want to go for some of the ones that, you know, new callers. But, okay, so let's talk a little bit trucking. I know I'm kind of off the subject because, you know, fall is my favorite time of year. And Halloween, I love Halloween because I love seeing all the little kids in their costumes because there's some very creative parents out there. And I see some on some of the other groups that I'm on, and it's like, whoa, you know. And it's like, I really like the way that these people think and the way they do things. So it's kind of cool the time that they put in for some of their costumes. I remember when my nephews were little, they were probably about 3, maybe. My mom and my sister, no, they would have been younger than that. Because I think they were born in 07, maybe. My mom passed in 09. But anyways, they made traffic cones. My mom and my sister did, you know, with little arms in them. They were just made out of cardboard, and they put the orange felt around them and made a black square at the bottom. So it was really cute the way they did them. And I'll have to look up some of those pictures that I have so I can post them so you guys can see some of the different costumes over the years of my nephews. And but it was kind of cute because my sister can be pretty creative. I can't say can be. She's very creative. She's a lot better than me. I'm not a creative person. I come up with great ideas, and I tell her, hey, what do you think of this? And I show them to her, or I tell her how I want it, and she does it. So, I'm sorry. I had to take a drink of my coffee. But anyways, so I was looking for – I swear, me and my computer and – phone is having all kinds of issues here lately. I would get stuff all the time that would be talk about different, like from CDL, not really CDL Life. It's another company that I deal with because, I mean, Ed looks at a lot of CDL Life stuff. I don't, but I think I'm going to have to do that. Okay. There we go. So I want to talk about some of the trucking stuff going on in the industry because I've been so out of touch with a lot of it because I haven't been on the radio and taking care of a lot of things. So it's been a little bit, you know, different for me here lately. Because I know some of you guys know a couple weeks ago, one reason I didn't do a show was because I was actually over at my dad's and we were trying to get Greg's transmission put back together. Because the shifting fork broke. It was weird, you know, but hey, it happens. Things happen when you least expect it, you know. And all I have to say, knock on wood, and I'm doing it, that it happened close enough to home. Because he was down in Cincinnati, out in Chicago, a little bit of everywhere, but he broke down and we had the truck had to have the truck towed in from Akron, Ohio, which is about 80 miles from here roughly. And my dad was home, so that made it even better because he was able to go and hook to Greg's trailer and drag it in for us. You know, so we didn't have to pay that double tow bill. So, which was all, you know, everything happens the way it's supposed to when it's supposed to. So I'm grateful for all that. So, you know, that was okay. But long story short, you know, it took them about a week to get everything put together and put back in because they put it together once and something wasn't right, the synchronizer or something didn't go down in right or things just weren't. Because all of those gears have to be perfectly in time. Because if not, it locks it up and you have a bigger problem. So they worked on it and they would get frustrated and they would have to quit and call it a day and start back on it the next day. Because those parts get heavy, you know, and neither Greg nor my dad are, you know, ultimately young people anymore. So, but it's like one of those things is you really have to take time, take a breath when you start getting frustrated on something, on something like that, and just walk away from it. And that is exactly what they did when they were starting to get frustrated. So it was nice that they were able to do that. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard anything about this. So here I am. I go from one thing to the next. I know. Greg tells me about it all the time. But so with the truck up and running, everything's good. He actually, we just ordered some new tires for the steer because he started getting a hop in the front of it. And here we're thinking it was another broken belt in a tire, which with these roads, how do you not expect to have a broken belt in a tire, especially a steer tire? And mind you, the tires that he just took off were, I believe they were Continentals, and they were 16-ply. So that makes it even, you know, like, wow. They're stiffer, so you wouldn't have thought they would have broke as easy, but, you know, everything happens. But he put these other ones on there, and I can never remember what size they are. I just know they are big, wide tires. Well, we ordered new ones, and they're actually in, but he was saying how nice they are because it seems like they just float along the road. Now, he was telling me, because the normal, you know, because they're basically the same size as a 24-5, you know, the center diameter and the height and everything, but the width is a lot wider. But they are not 24-5s, 11Rs. Anyways, I can never remember. But they went along and had the normal tires kind of leave a rut in the road, and you guys feel it. You know what I'm talking about. We put these wider tires on it. He said in some of the roads, it wants to make the trucks, you know, kind of wander a little bit because of the fact, you know, the road, the tire is narrower than what the tire is on the front of the truck, so it kind of wants to wander a little bit. So just one of those things he has to overcome and adjust for. But that's something that he'll be putting together this weekend and doing. Now, also, we've had, decent weather, but with Greg working on the truck again, doing stuff with it on the weekends because he's home, like tonight he's home for, he got in here about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and he'll be leaving again in the morning to go and deliver, and he won't be back again until Friday. So it's a heck of a lot better than when he was gone for a month at a, 2 to 3 weeks at a time. So it is nice having him home, but we still don't get near as much done as we need to around here at the house. Now, I kind of got most everything for the winter put away. I still got a few things I got to do because I don't want to put them away because we may need our chairs and stuff like that for, the Halloween party. So I'm kind of waiting on those. We went and took all of our, he helped me the other day get all of our posts out from around our garden. Because it was the only way I could keep the deer net out of my garden. Because the year before last year, the deer net came in and literally ate the tops off of every one of my pepper plants and just my lettuce. It was like crazy. And I couldn't even say it wasn't the deer because you could see the foot or the hoof prints and then, of course, deer poop. But this year having that fence up, it deterred them. And even kept the groundhog up because, the groundhog got zapped with the electric fence. Never to be seen again. Now, once I took the fence down after the garden was pretty much done, except for some of the ground, vegetables, and I took all the fence down so when he got time, we could pull the fence post out easily. And I noticed some of the pepper plants that were still there, they were producing a little bit. Our peppers, our green peppers, none of them got real big. So I'm thinking it was the plants because I had the plants that I always get them from one company or one nursery here in around home, and they just weren't as good this year as they were last year. But I've heard a lot of people complain about the tomato plants and that none of it was really that, produced. They produced, but they didn't do as well as they'd had in the past. So I noticed that the deer, after I had taken the fence down, had went out and ate some of the tops off of the plants, which, okay, they need to eat too. But so we got that done, and we got a lot of stuff done. Well, now, this coming weekend, when he gets back in, and I know it won't be Friday because by the time he gets back in, he'll be tired. But then again, who knows, sometimes he'll just jump into it just to do it so he doesn't have to go back and do it later. But we have to winterize our boat, the camper, our jet skis, and get all that done for the year because, this week right now, the weather is really crappy. Now, tomorrow it's supposed to be, I think, highs in the 60s maybe, and it's going to be back up in the 70s and all that. We're having a little Indian summer this coming week and weekend, which is great. So it makes it nice when he's still in the tires or we're finishing up winterizing everything here and I finish getting the rest of the stuff put away for the winter. My poor cats outside, I've already plugged their box in because, getting cold for them. So I'm holding off on their food and water dish because don't need to hook them up yet because nothing's freezing out there yet, but it's, the weather's cold. We will have our grandson this weekend, so that's kind of like, fun. My daughter, he is, a little over a month old now because he was born September 9th. So he's over a month old, 10 days, whatever it is. So, now, last week, she had to go, whatever day it was, she had to go and get her COVID booster shot. So she brought him here and left him, last Friday, I think it was. And that was the first time she'd left him alone and been gone from him for more than 10 minutes. Now, her boyfriend did watch him when she went to the store one day, just literally down the street. So it wasn't like, she went far, but he was here, and I swear it was like an hour after she left, she sent me a message. How's he doing? I sent her a picture, and I was like, we're just fine. No need to hurry home. Because, heck, he was wide-eyed, and we were watching Monsters, Inc., because he's, at that age, his eyes are starting to focus a little bit, and he's starting to, watch things and follow things. But the Monster, Inc., with the colors and the movement, and he's just memorized with it. So, but she's bringing him over here tomorrow or Friday, and then we'll also have him on Saturday for a few hours. I'm not sure how long. You know, it doesn't matter. Bring him over and leave him. I'm good. You can just go. Because if he gets too bad, I'll call and say, hey, come get him. But no, we like having him around, and Greg can't wait till he gets a little bit older so he can work on the trucks, is what him and my dad said. So Pappy and Pa are waiting for him to grow up some more to be the toll runner. You know, that's where you got to start. Work with the tolls first. So, okay. Enough talking about what's going on in my life and what we're doing around here. Okay. So now we'll talk a little bit of trucking. I know. Who wants to talk trucking? Yeah. We are, you know, a group that is trucking related, so I guess we have to talk trucking once in a while. Okay. This is, I'm not sure when this happened. Let me scan through here. It happened today at 8 a.m. Okay, Oregon troopers confirmed 60 to 65 vehicles involved in a massive. All right, Oregon State Police troopers have provided more information on a Wednesday pileup crash involving dozens of vehicles that left one person dead. One person? Hey, that's a miracle with that many vehicles. The pileup occurred around 8 a.m. on October 19th on the southbound I-5 between mile markers 228 and 211 near Eugene, Oregon. Heavy fog was reported in the area at the time of the crash. Hey, not driving with the road conditions. You know, that's one thing you learn, you know, even driving a car. If it's foggy, you need to slow down. Because if you can't see very far, then, you know, things happen. Okay, OSP says that the preliminary investigation indicates that 15 to 20 commercial motor vehicles and 45 passenger vehicles were involved in the crash. They have a picture here of one, and it looks like, I'm assuming this is beer, and the truck that, the semi-truck that collided and rear-ended another semi-trailer was a Schneider truck, because I could see the crumpled door, because honestly, there isn't much left of the truck. Because it went clear up under. The dry van in front of it. I can just barely see where his steer axle is. And I'm almost thinking, I'm not sure if this was a day cab. It's kind of hard to figure it out in. Nope, that's a sleeper door there. Never mind. Yep, it was a sleeper cab. But he was hauling, there's a bunch of bottles, and it's H-E-F-E, Hef. I'm not sure if that's an alcohol or what, but that's what landed up in the sleeper area and on top of the cab. But like I said, they said one person died. I'm just wondering if it was this driver here because it does not look very good. Okay. So moving on, 45 passenger vehicles were involved in the crash. Okay, going down here. And I can see in another picture where there's still fog lingering even after they're starting to clean the mess up. It says OSP says that there is one confirmed fatality. The Oregon Department of Transportation has removed the cable barrier from the median on I-5 to try to detour vehicles caught in the traffic backups. Let's see. School buses are being used to transport 20 to 30 stranded drivers from the crash site. Six of the crash trucks were leaking diesel. Hazmat teams are on the scene to help with the cleanup. Southbound I-5 is completely blocked and is not expected to reopen for several hours. Now, again, this was at 8 a.m. this morning. Drivers are advised to use ODOT's Trip Check website for the latest travel information. Okay, and here is an update on the closure on the road. It says, update, southbound I-5 remains closed at mile marker 216. The Oregon 228, Hassley-Brownsville exit. Expect the road to remain closed for most of the day for crash investigation and cleanup. All lanes on I-95 or on northbound I-5 are open. Southbound traffic is being detoured at the Oregon 228 exit to Oregon 99E. Use alternate routes and drive safe. So, like I said, that was at 8 a.m. this morning. I'm not sure if it is back open. Now, I'm going to assume it probably is. But, you know, I always hate hearing when somebody, you know, dies in a car wreck like this, something that could be ultimately, you know, stopped if they would have been either A, truck drivers using CBs, or two, four-wheelers driving a little bit slower and, you know, even the big trucks too. I don't want to say it's just the four-wheelers that drive, you know, obscenely fast even in fog. You know, you got to remember there's a lot of things going on around, so you really need to pay attention to them. Now, I see another truck here. It's a flatbed hauling lumber, and it's a peat, and it rear-ended. I'm thinking it rear-ended. I can't say because I really can't tell for sure, but it's pretty dang close to an Atlas moving van, and then the front piles of his lumber has, you know, slid into the back of his cab. So, again, things like that happen, and you always need to pay attention to your surroundings and, you know, listen to the CBs, even if, you know, especially in the different road conditions and weather conditions right now with the snow starting and ice and heavy fog in some areas, you definitely need to start listening to that and paying attention to it. Not saying anybody's going to say anything about it, but you just never know. Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, here's one we can talk about. Illinois State Police are reminding drivers to base. Here's the headlines. Illinois trooper talking to trucker struck and injured by another semi-truck. Wow. That doesn't surprise me the way some of them drive. Okay. Illinois State Police are reminding drivers to obey Scott's Law after a state trooper was struck by a passing big rig while gathering information from another truck driver on Tuesday. The incident took place at 7:28 a.m. on October 18th in Effingham, Illinois, as a trooper was investigating a previous vehicle versus pedestrian traffic crash. ISP says the trooper was parked on the shoulder behind a semi-truck on a ramp from U.S. Route 45 to Interstate 57. Southbound in Effingham, a trooper's cruiser had emergency lights activated. Oh. Sorry. Donnie is calling. Was calling me, so I needed to send him a message and tell him to call Greg. Oh, okay. A trooper was gathering information from the driver as the tractor semi-trailer involved in an early hit and run. The trooper was on the driver's side external flat floorboard on the TTST cabs partially in the vehicle when a passing TTS truck struck the trooper in the cab, ISP said. The trooper was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Texas-based truck driver Eric Trevenio, 42, was cited for violation of Scott's Law, improper passing of a stationary emergency vehicle. ISP is reminding drivers to move over for emergency vehicles. We see it all the time. Just like, you know, when Greg's truck broke down in Akron and we had to have it towed, okay? We were all on the left-hand shoulder against the wall, so we were against the median because when his truck, you know, the shifting fork quit or broke, that's where he was. He was stuck. So he couldn't get across, and it was rush hour traffic, so he couldn't get across the other three lanes of traffic to get over on the right-hand shoulder. So instead of blocking the road, literally, he got off to the side of the road.
What's the name of that rehabilitation center up in Elizabeth?
Vista Center.
Vista.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I had a question Donnie was asking because, side note, Donnie's dad isn't doing, he had some issues, so, and was in the hospital, and Donnie is another one of her members. You guys all know him. And then his mother-in-law ended up having a stroke at the same time that they were going through everything with his dad. So he's having a lot of little issues here right now. And he, like I said, he just tried calling me, and I just told him to call Greg because of being on the radio show. Okay, so back to Greg and being alongside the road. When all that happened, there was many a times that big trucks, cars, everything was flying by while the tow truck driver was there trying to hook up. And then, you know, my dad and I pulled in behind Greg. So as soon as Dad got close, Greg seen him coming and waved him on to go over in front, and they pulled Greg's truck up out of the way because it was already hooked up. But he didn't want to drop the trailer and have nothing under it until my dad got there. So we did that. Well, when it was time to pull out and everybody was ready, I was in the car, and I was back behind Greg's, behind my dad in the trailer, and I started edging out. So as soon as I started edging out, I flashed my lights to my dad, and my dad started edging out. And I left enough room, so if a car didn't want to slow down behind me, I still had time to dive up on the shoulder, and then they could have ate the trailer, technically speaking, I should say. But anyways, that's the same thing in Ohio. It has the, you know, slow down and move over law, too. These people didn't slow down. They didn't care, you know. But those tow truck drivers, this police officer out there, when they pull you over, you know, or are there to assist you and help you get off the road or whatever the case may be, you know, they're taking their life into, you know, your hands, basically. Because not only are they doing... Holly, I'll get to your message in a minute. It just popped in. So anyways, I will scroll a moment. But you not moving over or slowing down can cause an accident for somebody else or somebody, you know, to get injured. Just like that tow truck driver, he was under Greg's truck hooking everything up, and these people were flying by. I would have been scared for my life to have something, because now most everything that he needs, they put on the passenger side of the truck, on the tow truck, so it's all on, easy to get to and, you know, safely get to. But unfortunately, the way Greg's truck, you know, when it went down, he was on the left-hand shoulder. So when he dove off the side, naturally everything that tow truck driver needed was right there along the edge of the road against traffic. So, but Logan from Marble Towing here in East Latonia, Ohio here, great people to work with, reasonable priced. They were real good about, you know, helping us set the bill and everything else. And he was very, and he was only like 25 years old, and he was good. So, okay, Holly, let me see. What did you say you needed? Yeah, find out the size or the what size, either the 7x7 or the 12x12, I think it is, and the colors. I'll send you a list of everything I have tomorrow. I'll look it up for you, or I'll pull them out and look. Or, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow because, yeah. All right, anyways, so that being said, we do have stickers or decals for your trucks. So check us out at www.redneckandeyes.com. We have shirts. I need to actually update all of our inventory. I need to start doing some more, so, you know. But that brings us to another thing. Greg and I were talking about yesterday about our truck show coming up. Because, like I said, we loved the way Mill Hall with Truckers for Hope had their stuff set. But we do know, you know, and I know we've talked about it a couple times already on here, but, you know, where else am I going to get the best feedback besides our other truckers? So we've actually come up with some different things that we want to do, and I know some of us have already talked about it, but I will be reaching out to – I have a list of sponsors. I've been writing up some sponsor letters and some packets to get ready to start sending out here in the next few days in order to – start getting our sponsorships to come in, because I'm going to start having to really start getting people locked in for our show in 2024. So, okay, I am going to take a quick break here, and we are going to, yeah. thank another one of our great sponsors.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Well, I was driving through Georgia in a late July. I ain't hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival. Well, I wouldn't need a hurt, so I slowed down and took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech of a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but oh, baby, no.
Okay, and I am back. I don't usually do music, but you know what? I just needed a little bit of a break. So, alrighty then. I was kind of looking over a few things here, and let's see. See if I can. All right, let me see here. All right. So, driver appreciation went on here a week ago or so. I swear I think they have one every couple weeks. So, did you guys find anything for driver appreciation? So. I'm just wondering. I know there was a couple of places that gave out stuff to a couple of people that I know. You know, it was nice. You know, it's always nice to be appreciated. Okay. So let's see what else we can find on CVLS because we have about 10 minutes left. Now, I do have two callers on, one's Ms. Holland and one's Mr. Jeff. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening, for one. And I will make sure I send you guys each something for being on the radio with us tonight. You might not be on talking, but hey, I'm good with that. As long as I have people on here even listening, I'm a talker. So I can talk about just about anything or ramble on, as Greg likes to say. Okay. Here is something. It says, hate to say that the trucker might actually be at fault for this one. It's a video, and it says, viewers are debating whether the driver or the motorist are more at fault in this short dash cam. In the video, a truck driver is traveling in the fast lane when he drifts to the right and clips a car attempting to slowly pass on the right. The car is then pushed against the front passenger side of the truck, and the two vehicles eventually slide to the left and collide with the barrier wall. The car comes to a stop directly in front of the trucker's grill and eventually tries to back up and out of the situation, but snags the trucker's bumper and then smacks back into the barrier wall. I was a truck driver, but in this, I hate to say the trucker was at fault, wrote one viewer. The trucker should never be in the far left lane unless to pass in a two lane, but in a 3+, you shouldn't be in that lane at all, wrote another. You can be in any lane unless it is posted. No trucks in the left-hand lane, or, you know, and we know some states are like that. The dangerous situation began when the trucker being in the lane he shouldn't have. It says, he then clearly swerved out of his lane, causing the accident. His fault. That, however, doesn't absolve the automobile driver from his stupidity. Never pass a semi on the right, added a third. I just don't know. I mean, I'm looking here. I don't think this is the video. Let me turn this down. Well, that's not it. Yeah, I don't see any video. So you don't know. It could have been the trucker's fault. But if that lane is not saying that there, you know, no trucks allowed, then you can't say that he wasn't at fault. He was in the wrong lane. How do you know? Okay, so, let's see. Okay, it says, Oh, that was basically the same. Really?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, here's one. Driver involved in fatal gas station explosion in Sierra England employee company admits. Yikes. Okay. All these stupid things. CR England has acknowledged the involvement of their driver in a recent crash that left one dead and another injured. The crash happened in Lyness, Michigan on October 13 after 11 p.m. and resulted in a fiery explosion that claimed the life of a 43-year-old Alan Dantes Jr. As he was filling up at the gas pumps, the trainee inside the semi-truck was not hurt. Following the wreck, the truck driver, DeJuan Johnson, was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Johnson has been released after posting a $100,000 bail, reported by ABC Channel 10. Since the incident, trucking company CR England has acknowledged Johnson was employed by the company and operating their equipment at the time of the wreck. The company released the following statement. CR England Trucking can confirm the name of the driver and the equipment is owned by CR England. We express our condolences to all who were involved, and we're working diligently with the local law enforcement authorities in their investigation. So, well, at least they can, you know, say that their driver was at fault. So it's kind of one of those things that's, you know, crazy that it happens. But it didn't say exactly what happened that caused, you know, did he hit the pumps? Did he run it over? You know, and it's saying in a recent crash, so he must have ran the pumps. But there's, you know, there's just a picture of the gas station where it had burnt and the building and everything else. So, unfortunately. Here's one. This was posted on October 18th, so this was yesterday. Motorist seriously injured after colliding with a semi slowing to enter Scale House, police say. Michigan State Police are investigating a Tuesday afternoon semi-truck versus car crash that occurred near a weigh station in Jackson County. The crash occurred around 11 p.m. on October 18th on the westbound I-94 in Grass Lake Township, Michigan. The MSP said that the initial investigation indicates that a 40-year-old motorist crashed into the rear of a semi-truck as the truck driver slowed to enter the weigh station. The motorist has been taken to the local hospital for treatment of serious injuries, and the MSP is investigating the crash, and of course, the story is still developing. So I have to keep, here it goes on to, car versus semi-truck crash. This is an update. It says troopers from Jackson Post investigated a traffic crash on westbound I-94 in Jackson County at 1 p.m. Preliminary investigation indicates a semi-truck was slowing down to enter the weigh station. The vehicle ran into the semi-truck. Well, I guess it wasn't really an update. I was just kind of telling you the same thing over again. Okay. You know, I've seen this before, and I've seen many people that posted on Facebook and some of the other, you know, trucking groups. It says, bucks should be down when you're driving, suggested trooper following a dump truck wreck. You know, you see dump trucks every once in a while that have, especially ones that's working road crews or road construction, they leave the bed up a little bit, you know, while they're pulling away and, you know, and then they forget maybe to put it down because I don't know, you know, because I've never ran a dump truck, so I can't tell you anything about it. But it says a dump truck left its bed behind after striking a bridge in Ontario, Canada on Wednesday morning. The accident happened on October 19th in Mississauga at around 7 a.m. OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt reported that the truck had just dropped off a load at a nearby construction site. When the driver headed out with the box raised, striking the eastbound overpass on Highway 401. The box should be down when you're driving, Schmidt said in a video he took of the incident. The trucker was not hurt in the incident, but the lanes were shut down for cleanup for several hours. A three-car crash occurred in the lanes next to the stuck box, prompting Schmidt to add, people not paying attention, he said. If you're going down the road, you gotta look forward and be aware of the changing traffic. Can you imagine if one of those cars that was going down through there wasn't paying attention and ran into the back of that, or literally into the bed, as it's sticking straight up in the air, stuck on an overpass? That would be, I don't know, very abrupt end to your day. All right, so we're winding down. I know I've been rambling on and reading different things, but we're winding down to the end of our hour. A lot of times I stay on even longer because of the fact, you know, we'll all be on here BSing and everything else. Since we're not doing that tonight, I'm actually going to bring it to a stop here and let you guys know. Like I said, keep a lookout on our Facebook page, and I will let you know if we're going to be on tomorrow night for sure. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, maybe try being on tomorrow at 7 and doing another one just to, you know, keep things going, which is a very good possibility. So make sure you call back in tomorrow. As always, the number here to call is 515-602-9731. And I want to thank everybody who called in and listened. And I am going to work my magic tomorrow and may actually do a Facebook and YouTube live or one of the two. I'm going to see what I can do. I got to play with it a little bit. So check us out at www.redneckandeyes.com. We have our Facebook page. We have Instagram. We have YouTube. And that's all Redneck and Eyes. So I want to leave this out tonight. Here it is 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, and this is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio, Women of Redneck and Eyes, thanking you all for being on tonight, listening to us, and to say, hey, make sure you guys keep it up straight and go down the road nice and smooth, and pay attention to your road conditions. Now that the weather's changing and we're starting to get a lot of the snow, the ice, the wind, all that nasty stuff that we all hate to see coming every year, you know, make sure you pay attention to that and be safe out there. So until next time, ladies and gents and fans and followers of Redneck and Eyes, again, this is Tiffany, and we will be at you again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I will be talking to you then. Have a good night, guys.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.